5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Hello, America and beyond. Welcome to the Wendy Bell Radio program as we kickstart another fabulous week of broadcasting excellence. This is your home for common sense conservatism, Monday through Friday, 15 busy broadcasting hours every single week. Hey, we want to thank you personally before we even get started in the program. You guys pushed the Wendy Bell Radio podcast to the top 100 political podcasts in the United States of America. We're talking in 5 months. This is what you guys have done for us. We were at number 58 on Saturday. Can't wait to see how we climb today. And I want to thank you all for that, because without you, there is no we the people. And we the people are ticked off. Let's just keep it clean to start the week. We are ticked off, we are angry, and we're not going to take it anymore. So if you feel the way we do, welcome home. It's going to be a good day. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. So there's lots of stuff to talk about. We've got Wendy Bell Radio Network correspondent Wayne Peters coming up in about an hour, doing a deep dive into all of the background garbage, the noise, connecting the dots to this big allegation that President Trump is going to be indicted at some point this week and possibly even arrested. Because, of course, make no mistake, the number one thing that the left wants to see, and they're drooling over the idea, is seeing Donald Trump in handcuffs. That is going to be a very dangerous political game for the Uniparty, and we're going to get into all of the details about that. A programming note as well. We are super excited to have Carrie Lake on the program. She's going to be joining us this Thursday. She's just dropped a couple bombshell videos, and I really do believe that Carrie Lake has a terrific opportunity, a stellar chance to do something that up until this point, no one has been tenacious enough, dogged enough, determined enough to do, and that is to prove that our elections are compromised. And you do not have a United States of America if you do not have free and fair, honest elections. Cannot wait to have her on the program. All right, so I want to go back because something that happened about a week and a half ago has really consumed my mind over the weekend. I was in Baltimore at a soccer tournament with Joe and our twins. And I had a lot of downtime in between games to do some reading, some deep diving in some subjects that slipped through the cracks in the machinations of a 3-hour daily broadcast. And this particular story, I think, really sets up the insanity of where we are today. And if you look at my shirt, it says, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a things aren't adding up and it's pretty obvious theorist. Thanks, Brock, for getting me this over the weekend. And it's true. I think those of us who live in Realville, who have intellectual integrity, who know what's going on and are not fooled by all of these sidebar storylines, know that crazy is simply crazy, the same way North is still North. And we're on the right side of what is happening in our country. So I'm going to take you to Stanford University, to the law school, where about a week and a half ago, as I said, the Federalist Society chapter at Stanford University's law school invited a Trump-appointed judge named Kyle Duncan. He is a judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit to come to the school and to have a conversation with the law students about a variety of things, about social media, about COVID, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you remember our conversation late last week about what happened at the University of California, Davis, where the school chancellor put out a video decrying the scheduled speech of Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, his appearance on campus, decrying it as being loathsome and vile and representing something completely reprehensible. I guarantee you the chancellor didn't know squat about what Turning Point USA or common sense conservatism is all about, because that chancellor was reacting to a Sacramento Bee story alleging falsely that Charlie Kirk had claimed that transgender people should be lynched. And it was only when Charlie Kirk threatened legal action against the Sacramento Bee that the author of said article, which was bogus bogosity from soup to nuts, retracted the story, put out some limp oopsies, we got that one wrong, kind of an apology, that the chancellor of UC Davis had a bit of egg on his face. Hey, buddy, you might want to do some research before you respond to garbage that the left is putting out. Similarly, there were flyers handed out, and there was communication shared among the triggered leftist activists at Stanford University, specifically among the law school, protesting this particular Kyle Duncan. Well, what were they upset about? What could this judge have done to trigger the ire of so many crybaby activists at Stanford, specifically at the law school, where, by the way, we should be training future litigators and judges ostensibly about evidence, about presumption of innocence, about conversation and communication, about sides presenting their cases, about the actual rule of law and not the rule of being triggered and woefully, woefully leftist. Well, apparently, in 2020, Judge Duncan issued a ruling regarding a transgender sex offender, in which, in his decision, he refused to use the transgender sex offender's preferred pronouns. And apparently this disqualifies Judge Duncan from anything that he should possibly do going forward, which in and of itself is totally ludicrous. Pronouns are stupid smokescreens for woeful people who actually have never contributed to society but want to capture a moment in the limelight to somehow justify their irrelevance. Yes? So anyway, the judge shows up. He's trying to speak, but the battle cry has been sent out, and the activist students are ready to go in a Kavanaugh-esque hurling of epithets and sexist commentary, something so crude I cannot tell you what they were. This is all captured on video as well. It devolved into such a laughing stock of ridiculosity, a refusal of one group of people to hear from a man himself about who he was, what he believed, what he stood for, and cases that he ruled upon, which would be of great consequence, one would imagine, to future litigators in our country. The poor judge needed to get an escort out of the building. Beyond that, some triggered wacko, who's the law school's Associate Dean of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, which tells you everything you need to know, decided to stand up, grab the mic, and for 6 minutes admonish the judge for being a loathsome individual whose mere presence on campus made everybody feel so uncomfortable. His hatred, his vile rhetoric. The guy hadn't even, haven't even spoken yet. And this woman decided to grab the spotlight, to point her finger, wag her finger at him. Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Cruz reacting in a beautiful manner. What does Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, have to do with Stanford and what happened at the law school there in California? Well, he's written to the Texas Supreme Court saying any law student who tries to get a job in the state of Texas, who is a 2023-2024 or 2025 graduate of the Law School of Stanford University, must be carefully scrutinized because these are not the future lawyers that the great state of Texas wants working there. It's called understanding the threat, ladies and gentlemen. And it starts with one call out for one crybaby leftist triggered demonstration after another. If you go to these schools and you want a job in that particular sphere in our conservative states, we don't want you. You are not welcome because you've proven beyond a reasonable doubt that you are not to be trusted. This is how you reclaim your state, your city, your county, your neighborhood. It happens one step at a time, my friends. And that is the philosophy marching forward as we're going to talk about the possible indictment and arrest of Donald Trump. Remember, you are but one person among an ocean of patriots who, beyond everything else, love America. 99 dollars, my goodness. What did you pay $99 for in the last month? Did you pay $99 to get the most extensive look into your body and what makes you tick, your hormones, your biomarkers, your cholesterol, all of it? The numbers that show where you are health-wise right now in your life, because this is what Dr. Darren Dubiak at Body by AIM360 offers. In fact, it's the beginning of your relationship with Body by AIM360, this $99 blood test, which is thousands of dollars if you were to get it anywhere else. Why does he need that? Because you don't know what's going on inside of your body until somebody shows you. You don't know if you're pre-diabetic. You don't know if you are gluten intolerant. You don't know what's happening. And if you don't know, how are you supposed to lose weight or get your hormones balanced or get your life in order and reclaim your joy and become the size that you want to be? It's called evidence. And you need that evidence to start your path to a better tomorrow. The only way you do it is by calling 412-227-9255. If you're out of the great state of Pennsylvania, don't worry. Go to bodybyaim360.com and click the link at the top that says out of town. You can do this. Dr. Dubiak is ready to hold your hand. Join our family. bodybyaim360.com. All right, quick timeout. When we come back, how is it possible that a candidate running for the presidential, well, the Republican presidential nomination is the guy who speaks the greatest truth about what could be one of the most outrageous offenses, at least this week? I've got the audio, and you decide what you hear next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. All right, so today's conversation about what may or may not be happening this week with President Trump. Got a lot of people talking about this. It was the chitter chatter of every single news program all weekend long. We could go at this multiple ways, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, right? But I am watching the reaction. Oftentimes it's who comes forward and speaks out about things and who doesn't say anything, which I believe is the greatest tell-all. Now, is there anything to say in terms of a Ron DeSantis? All right, we're going to presume he's going to run for president. Who knows if he does or doesn't? Should we take anything out of it that he hasn't said anything about the alleged impending indictment and or arrest of Donald Trump? I don't think you can, because right now it's based on rumor, right? We don't know what's going to happen. So why should he weigh in on it? He says he's very focused on Florida. Fantastic. Whatever. Vivek Ramaswamy. Is that how you pronounce his name? I think it is, right? So he's this 37-year-old entrepreneur, young guy. He's running for the Republican nomination as well. He has said he likes Donald Trump, right? But what he said over the weekend wasn't in support of the president. It was about the concept of where we are as a banana republic. If this is what you can do, where you can target your political opponents and you can create garbage allegations that you allege are significant enough to lock somebody up or to pick them off the street for a photo op, how are you any better than freaking Venezuela or Cuba or South Korea or any other place in the world where we don't want to live? So we wanted to play these two clips for you because I think they're very intelligent and telling. Here's number one.
The risk that Donald Trump might be indicted while running for president of the United States for alleged violations that, if it were any other situation, would undoubtedly just be charged as a misdemeanor, if at all. This isn't to me about a person. I could care less about defending Donald Trump or any other individual out of some sort of personal affinity. Forget about that. This is about principle. It's about the country. It's about the idea that if you live in a self-governing democratic nation, a constitutional republic, it means that the people get to decide who actually wins the election, not some managerial class, and certainly not a party in power that now uses, quite literally, it would appear, police power to stop their political opponents from running. That is wrong. That is not the America I know. That is not the America my parents came to. That is not the America that our founding fathers set into motion 250 years ago. That's the stuff of a banana republic.
Amen, right? Beautifully said. And he speaks to all of us who know what's really going on here. And so why him? Why is he speaking out? And I think he does a great job with this as well. Number two.
I think that's the stuff of the beginning of the end of the American experiment if we allow our Justice Department to be politicized and people to literally use police power to persecute and literally prosecute their political opponents. And so I hope, I really hope that the dialogue around this today, that some self-reflection from the Manhattan District Attorney results in them making the right decision to say that, you know what, you oppose Donald Trump, great. Speak out against him, vote against him. Do everything you can to stop him from getting elected. That's fair game, because that's how the electoral system works. But do not use prosecutorial power to disqualify your political opponents by locking them up and putting them in jail, because once you cross that bridge, if you can do it to Trump, you can do it to anybody. And I think that is a dangerous, slippery slope for us to go down as a country, especially if it involves particularly prosecuting someone for otherwise what an ordinary person would not have been prosecuted for criminally. It's wrong. And, you know, it's not in my interest to say this. I'm just going to tell you this. I was advised to stay silent on this. Probably the same advice that every other GOP candidate got, which probably explains why the other GOP candidates, from not Ron DeSantis to Nikki Haley, are staying pin drop silent until they get permission from their political consultants and their donors to say something. I could care less about that. I would rather lose and be honest about what I say at every step of the way than to win and be a hollowed out husk of myself. And as a somebody who wants to be a standard bearer of the principles of this country. This is not about me. It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about anybody else. It's about making sure that this national experiment, which we call the American experiment, still continues for another 250 years rather than beginning a decline with the dangerous abuse of political power.
Touche, hour two of the Wendy Bell Radio program on deck, or next section, I should say, coming up next. All right, so whatever you think we should do as a response to what may or may not happen with President Trump, I think we're all very much aware. If this leak from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office has done anything, it's certainly gotten so many people awakened to the ridiculosity of two-tiered justice. There is no justice anymore. I don't need to tell you this. We talk about this every single day on this program. That is what was so laughable about what happened at Stanford. And what a shame that it happened at Stanford's law school. They didn't even let the gentleman speak. They didn't even listen to what he might say. Can you imagine how any of those young students, once they pass the bar and become lawyers or judges down the road, would you like any of these people to represent you or, God forbid, be the presiding judge in a case where you are defending yourself? They're not going to listen. They're triggered to react. It's not about that. At law school, at Stanford, there is no freedom of speech. And in fact, the trigger, DEI Associate Dean, got up and said she believed in the freedom of speech. However, she found what the guy was going to say, the judge who was invited by the Federalist Society to come and speak, to provide a glimpse into the future of what it is like. The cases that one might hear, or cases that one might argue or defend. No, we don't want to learn from you. We want to shout at you. And she said to him, his speech was abhorrent, harmful, and literally denies the humanity of people. What does that even mean, you wacko leftist lunatic? It means that you are unfit for the job, ma'am. This lady, Tyrion Steinbach, the law school associate dean of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Can we just get over the fact that there is no such thing as diversity, equity, inclusion? Because the real purpose of that initiative is uniform thinking, one-way thought, our way, or we will shout you down. We will destroy the building. We'll spray paint. We will break windows. We will become riotous. Of course, we are defended in that because our safe space has been violated by somebody who thinks differently. Oh boy, we are screwed, right? So diversity is a sham. Equity is not about equity. It's about extra. We want extra stuff. We want our things extra. Everybody else can bugger off. It's about us. Inclusion, bullcrap. It's about excluding anybody who does not think the way we do. That is what diversity, equity, inclusion means. It is a sham. So we're going to bounce from Stanford, and let's talk about what you need if you're smoke screening, which is right now, this is a giant smoke screen, this whole Trump, whatever is going to happen or not happen. It is a giant smoke screen to take our attention away from what? That's right. The Biden crime family syndicate. In order to smokescreen effectively, what do you need? You need a willing, complicit partner in the media. And by golly, there are so many willing partners there across the channels. We landed on one over the weekend, MSNBC. Jonathan Capehart, who checks multiple boxes for the left, he's a gay black guy, right? Who uses his platform to pretend as though he is objective. He's a real honest news guy. Well, that gets blown out of the water in the audio sound bites we're about to share with you. He has the top five most noxious personalities in Congress, Maxine Waters, who does nothing except foment racial vomitous ideas, right? Everybody who's against her is a racist. So she is going to come out and she's going to talk about Donald Trump. Oh my goodness, blah, blah, blah. You can hear in their conversation here on live television that they have spoken in advance. That Maxine Waters, as a sitting congresswoman from failed California, who's failed her constituents for years, the same Maxine Waters who's given her daughter $1.2 million to quote unquote run her campaigns, very curious how that works, Maxine and then Jonathan Capehart, who obviously have communicated about we need to stick a fork in Donald Trump. He needs to be done once and for all. So here's a series of audio sound bites to prove my case. In this setup, it's only 10 seconds. He's going to ask a question of Mad Max, okay? And this illustrates to you how the mainstream media are done. It is over. They are toast. They are corrupt. They are elements of the machine. Make no mistake, and you'll hear it now.
I have to start with you. You had been warning everybody since the beginning of the Trump presidency about who he is.
I have to start. You've been warning everybody since the beginning of the about who he is. Well, who is that, Jonathan? Who is that? Is that a wildly successful businessman? A billionaire many times over? Is that what you're warning about? What is it exactly that you're setting us up to hear, Jonathan? It's almost as though you guys have communicated about exactly how you want this interview to go. And that is going to become very clear to you as she answers the question. In her first element here, her first soundbite, she is going to allege that everywhere she travels, the number one prevailing topic everybody wants to know, it's not about inflation. It's not about the southern border. It's not about China and spy things. It's not about COVID, where it came from. It's not about lockdowns and the effect on the community. It's not about fentanyl. It's not about any of this stuff. Gas prices, the unaffordable housing issues, the crime in Cali. Nobody's talking about that in Maxine's comment here. They all are asking something very specific, and here it is.
Constantly, as I travel around the country, people are asking me, when is he going to be arrested and indicted? Is he above the law? Hasn't he done enough so that the American people can have faith and confidence that the law applies to him also?
What has he done? What exactly, Maxine? So you'll notice, obviously, any leftist who argues anything, there is no argument. They're just emotional statements. Donald Trump is a criminal. Okay, well, why? What happened? What did he do? How did he break the law? Well, you're not going to get those granular tidbits. You're going to get this. Oh, when is he going to be arrested? Well, one could ask the same question of Joe Biden, because Maxine, we've got the records that show that when Joe Biden was vice president, his son was making money that was benefiting the Biden crime family syndicate. Even though Joe Biden himself, and we're going to revisit this audio soundbite coming up, even though he lied in a debate with Donald Trump in 2020 about it. He lied and said, no, we've never taken any money from China. Really? Smokescreen. When you want to cover for your candidate, who sucks, who's corrupt, who's sold access to the vice presidency and the presidency to communist China, you need a pretty big fall guy. Donald Trump seems perfect. She's going to continue. Not with any facts, but with this sort of nonsense. See if you can make any heads or tails over her continuing the argument that Trump should be arrested.
Yes, I started very early warning the American public about this president. I have never seen, most people have never seen or believed what we would have a president who has acted in the way that he has, who has disrespected the Constitution of the United States of America, who has lied, who has tried to organize domestic terrorists, and some believe that he did organize them as they attacked our Capitol on January 6th. This president has conducted himself in a way that he does not deserve not to be arrested.
Oh, I got it. He doesn't deserve not to be arrested. I can't tell you exactly what he's done, because he was never found guilty of anything in relation to January 6th, right? You know, that whole menagerie of lies. That is her excuse. And now targeting MAGA. You people are domestic terrorists. Very curious, but she's not done. She's going to go a little bit further, okay? And if this isn't defensive and doesn't show you everything that they're scrambling to hold on to, why they so desperately needed January 6th and all of the video, all 42,000 hours of it, to be kept under wraps for 75 years as Nancy Pelosi wanted, here you go.
He should be arrested. He should be indicted. And the charges that he's been indicted on are minimal as opposed to the charges that I believe he could have been indicted on. I don't know what's going to happen. When he announces himself, it's almost like he's attempting to organize his domestic terrorists to show up and to resist him being arrested.
Wait, Maxine, he's not been indicted yet. Has he? Or maybe you know what's coming. Inciting violence. How dare Donald Trump do that? It's almost like Maxine Waters knows a thing or two about that, right?
We want it done now. We're going to insist on it. If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Already, you have members of your cabinet that are being booed out of restaurants. Who have protesters taking up at their house. Who's saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And guess what? We're gonna win this battle because while you try and quote the Bible, Jeff Sessions and others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side. On the side of the children, on the side of what's right, on the side of what's honorable, on the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. And so let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
She's a freaking lunatic. Lunatic. Maxine, that's a bad look. It kind of sounds like you're inciting violence, right? Aw, I hate when that happens, don't you? When all of that comes back to you. Well, you know what comes back to you when you see Dr. Charles Simkovich? How about your memory? How about your personality? How about your ability to deal with emotions in a consistent way? No more swings, no more depression, no more feeling like you're not yourself. If you've suffered a traumatic brain injury or you know somebody who has or who's had a concussion, you know the swings can be terrible. And you can feel so much darkness and no hope, but you don't have to be that way because there is one man who literally has devoted his entire professional career to fixing you. And he does in less than 1 week. The Simkovich Concussion Institute invites you to call 412-366-3700. 412-366-3700. Be a success story. He's helped more than 10,000 people get their lives back. He can help you get yours back too. SimkovichConcussionInstitute.com. But wait, don't go anywhere because when we come back, Jonathan Capehart, he's going to say, wait a minute, whoa, you just said he was indicted and we're not allowed to say that quite yet. He's going to backpedal. Is it going to work? Newsflash, no. I've got it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So right before the break, we heard Maxine Waters say before she was, you get it in their face, you tell them they're not welcome here. Wow, it's just such loving, diverse, you know, equitable, including commentary, right? From Mad Max, right? Anyway, so she had said, his indictment is blah, blah, blah. Well, Jonathan Capehart, the anchor of MSNBC, is clearly saying, whoa. We talked about this in advance, right, Max? You're not supposed to say that. So he's going to try to backpedal. I love it. Go.
You have to be careful with him. He didn't just, yeah, go ahead.
Finish that thought real quick.
I beg your pardon?
Finish the thought you were going to make before I interrupted.
Oh, I just wanted to, have you to understand that perhaps he was trying to organize the domestic terrorists to protest his arrest.
Right.
Yeah, and I think we have to be careful about mm-hmm. him making that announcement. He's doing it for a reason.
Right, and we are being careful about reporting that aspect of his Truth Social post. But I want to be clear, the former president has not officially been indicted. As a result, we do not know what, if any, charges he could be indicted on until we hear from the Manhattan DA.
We do not know. I mean, we're just kind of, just to be clear, for the future impending lawsuit, we know. I don't know what she's talking about. I mean, Max, we talked about this earlier. Right? Knock it off. So sitting on the other side of Jonathan Capehart is an equally unhappy liberal woman named Barbara McQuaid. All right. So she's an MSNBC legal analyst. And she says something very delicious here. Okay. Take note of this. Go.
This is about the rule of law. This is not about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about a violation of the law and holding a person accountable the way anyone else would be.
Holding people accountable, Barbara, you know what? I'm so glad that you brought that up because your point is well taken. We are going to hold Joe Biden and the crime family syndicate accountable, particularly Joe, for his chronic lies like this one he dropped on the United States of America, listening in to a debate with then President Trump. Let's go back.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about China.
Oh.
I have not had the only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China. No.
And then Trump's face. You love Trump because he's standing there and he's giving him this look like, man, you are so lousy at this lying game. Just that look, which is brilliant. I haven't made money. The only one who's made money is this guy. Really? I've got 31 million reasons why. That is a lie, Joe. Aw.
What's funny is... I remember Ivanka lost money from China because people went ballistic about her having deals in China with clothing and makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That she actually had to stop.
Yeah, she's like, look, I don't want any conflict of interest. I'm out of here. That's fine. Who's the one person who hasn't broken the law? Donald Trump. Look, they're going to try to say that this is so disgusting. Donald Trump had an extramarital affair, they say, with a porn star named Stormy Daniels. And he paid $130,000 in hush money. And that somehow is illegal. Well, hi. Ring, ring. Hello? Oh, Bill Clinton. Oh, that's right. Hi. What? $850,000 you paid Paula Jones? What? Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to click over. I've got somebody else calling in. Okay, give my best to Hillary. Hold on. Hello? Oh, John Edwards. Hi. How are you? I forgot about that. Your wife was dying from breast cancer. And that's right. You had an affair and you fathered another child. Yeah. And you paid her, it was $900,000. Oh, yeah, I forgot it. Okay, well, good luck to you, sir. Take good care now. Bye-bye. Anybody else? Please. So here's where things are going to get interesting. When Wayne Peters, our Wendy Bell Radio Network correspondent in Canada, decides to dig into something, he's got all of the facts, the data, and the searchable links that you can click on to verify for yourself. Wayne is on deck next. Deep dive with Wayne Peters. Remember, all the sources he's going to drop are located on the Wendy Bell Radio Network app under Wayne's Deep Dive with Wayne icon. Oh boy, do not miss the real hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio program coming up next.